Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. As I look around the studio, it's just me and a couple Colts. That's it. And so I'm your only instructor today, and I've got some tips from the book, and this gives me a chance to spend more, a little bit more time on the phone if you guys in class would like to call. So you may. And if you have some comments that you'd like to share with me, if you think that we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing or not doing something we should be doing, or if you happen to be that one detractor who just can't leave us alone, has to beat us up every day, you can give us a call, too. And I'd love to hear what you have to say. I expect to get beat up, but I'd love to hear what you have to say. That'll be verbally beat up, and I'll be doing the beating. So if you decide you'd like to call, the telephone number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And that beating is just reserved for that one particular guy who just can't stand not beating us up every single day for years and years and years. And it's because of him that there are no comments posted on Ron Gibson's channel, you know, when it was YouTube, and now that it's BitChute. And it's because of him that I don't post on the website. I could show you some really neat things that you never see other places, things that we do differently. But yeah, because of him, you know, I took the website and put it in park. Still have it, but it's in park. And so, you know, it's those rotten apples that spoil the whole barrel, or the whole bunch, or the whole basket. And they're everywhere, and they seem to be multiplying, as if they seem to be growing as if they're on fertilizer. Okay, so let's start with this. This is a... I think that is. Well, it's a electric fence gate handle. And over the years, we've bought 70 of them, 70. And the way they work is we are a proponent of electric fencing. And you can compare electric fencing to barbed wire. Now, if a cow or animal gets his head or her head through the barbed wire, it's going to get cut on the way out. That's just the way it is. So we are advocates of using electric fence tape. So electric fence tape is a polypropylene ribbon, about a half inch wide. It comes in wider widths as well. And it comes in string-type configurations. But this fence tape is white so that the animals can see it day or night. And it is it's woven with about six very fine stainless steel wires in it. And the wires conduct the electricity. And the reason it's stainless steel is so they don't corrode over time. So figuratively, or this fence tape should last 10 years if it has the proper ultraviolet resistant chemicals added to it so it doesn't degrade very quickly. Right? So we have miles and miles, literally miles and miles of this fence tape. And sometimes we need to get across the fence because the fence is about 30 inches off the ground. And it's pulled not really tight, but tight enough so that it doesn't drag on the ground. Because if it did, it would short out against the ground. It's energized by a fence charger. That's a box. It's an electronic box. Sometimes they're solid state. Sometimes they're electromechanical. And they pulsate. The kind we use, they're called low impedance. And the low impedance fence chargers allow us to deliver, let's say, 7,000 volts across the fence. And the farther away you get from the fence charger, the lower the voltage. So the voltage comes two ways. One is through the ground. So this fence charger is grounded with a ground rod that's into the ground, and the other end is connected to the fence, electric fence tape or ribbon with these fine stainless steel wires in it. And we step in posts. We use the green posts. We pound them into the ground. Gwyneth calls them star posts. We just call them green fence posts. We pound them into the ground, and they're insulators that are, we use the black ones. There are yellow ones as well, but the yellow ones don't last very long, so we always buy the black ones. And we thread the electric fence through these insulators on these green posts, and then in between, let's say, a couple hundred feet of green fence posts or 50 feet, whatever the configuration requires, we have these step-in fence posts. And they are, we call them curlicues, so they have, they're about 30 inches tall. They have a prong that you can step into the ground. You can push it in like 6 inches into the ground with your foot. And it has a little curlicue on the top. It's a large curlicue. The opening's probably a couple inches. And you just, it's plastic insulated, and you just thread the fence tape through that hole, that's an insulated hole, and that just keeps the fence tape from hitting the ground. Well, when we have to go between fields or paddocks, we divide our fields into, oh, sometimes a 1 acre, 2 acres, 5 acres, 10 acres, 20 acres, 40 acres, etc. We have these paddocks that we let the cows in, and we let them in there for a period of time so that they can eat the grass, but not eat the grass so that the grass takes a long time to recover, and not so long that they poop everywhere and then they have to eat their poop. So what we do is, we go from field to field, and we let the cows travel from field to field. And to do that, to make it easy on everybody, the cows and us, we have these red gate handles. And they're only a few dollars a piece. So they used to last like over 25 years. Well, now they seem to not be able to take the ultraviolet light from the sun. And I think the plastic's thinner, and they're nowhere near as good. And I just kind of lost my temper yesterday, because we're down to two for the entire farm, and we probably have 40 of them going at any point in time. So we're down to two spares, and you know, it says made in China on the handle in little tiny letters. They didn't used to be made in China. They used to be made in the United States. And when I said I lost my temper, I don't mean I was yelling and screaming and throwing things. It just bothered me. It just really bothered me that a simple thing like this can be a real nuisance if they break. Because if the fence breaks, or if these handles break, and the fence does not conduct electricity from one gate handle to the next, the cows know that. The cows can smell the electricity going through the fence. And they know that if they put their nose against it, they're going to get a shock, and they just say, you know, that's less fun than, you know, other things we do, so let's not bump up against the fence. They know this, and they're trained that way. So initially they get a couple shocks. They learn very quickly, and they don't go and trash the fence. They don't, because they could literally run through it. But they don't like getting shocked, so they don't. Well, these gate handles are not as good as they used to be, so I call the CEO of the company. I'm not going to mention the company. Actually, he's vice president of manufacturing. And I sent him, I told him that I would send him some pictures and he could look at it, and he said, I'm the only guy that has this problem. And maybe I'm the only guy that complains about it. But, so I said to, I wrote him an email and said, Brad, thank you for talking with me today. Attached are three pictures of a red gate handle, China version. I can go out in the fields and take more images of more broken handles. This one is the one that I fished out of the trash. The one that your ladies made were the best. Please call if you have any questions. I put our phone number. It says landline. Thank you, Vincent Finelli, and our address. Now, when he and I were on the phone, he was talking about he had four or five ladies, and they were making these, you know, all the time. And every one that they made, they could sell. So they were in great demand. But he told me that he can buy them finished from China for less than it would cost in materials for him to make them in the United States. Less than just the materials. So, you know, there's insurance and there's electricity and there's real estate taxes and, you know, there's all these other costs plus the labor of having the ladies make them plus. He can get them delivered from China for less than the materials that he could make them for in the United States. So he sent me an email and this morning, and it was a really nice little email. It just said, hey, Vincent, I did get the photos. What would you like me to replace them with? You know, Brad. So I wrote him an email this morning before class, and here's what I said. And why am I doing this? Because I think there are a lot of lessons in here. A lot of lessons. By the way, I invited Brad to be an instructor. I like him so well. And so I think he's thinking about it, but he's thinking maybe sales manager, national sales manager, might be someone who might want to come on and talk about electric fencing. So here's my response to Brad this morning. Brad, you know those four or five ladies that you mentioned that used to make the red-handled ones in the USA? My first choice is to have them return to their workstations and make them again in the USA. China plastic and rubber products are nowhere near as good as ours were when we made them in the USA. It appears to me that the plastic handles are now much thinner, and the plastic has filler in it. I've not seen a plastic anything that comes from China that does not fade. Your company had the best engineering and manufacturing, and still can. I will wait for the replacements if you can bring those ladies back. If not, let's go whatever you think will work for me. Thank you, Vincent. So that was, I had a really nice, pleasant interaction with Brad. And I asked him a question. I said, Brad, let me ask you. Because one company went to China that gave them an unfair pricing advantage. And I gave the example of Nike sneakers. So Nike was one of the first, if not the first, to go off to China in a big way to have their sneakers manufactured. So that meant that Brooks and Reebok and all the other kids and you know, PF Flyers and Converse, they were at a serious disadvantage. So because the Chinese manufacturing gave Nike a serious advantage, the other companies had to do the same thing. Pretty soon everybody went to China. And I remember William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, you know, the guy who couldn't keep his zipper up, that guy. I remember him, and I'm paraphrasing, that, you know, let them make it. We don't have to make it, let them make it. Well, here we are. He went into office in 1992, and here we are. Let them make it. Well, they're making everything. Everything. And we'll talk about tires, and we'll talk about other things that they make in a few minutes. I see that Kyle's joining us. Kyle, we'll have you on as soon as we come back from the break. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to call in today, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you've got some questions about preparedness, how to do things, or if you have listened to the broadcast, participated in class, taken action, and you've done some of the things that we've mentioned, I'd love to hear about it. If you've had successes, we'd love to hear. If you've had failures, we'd love to hear. We can talk about maybe why you had the failures. Maybe we have some more suggestions. 866-582-9933. Kyle, in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. I was sorry about the not being able to be with you last Tuesday, but I was calling in. I got about an hour, if you would like me.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. If you'd like to stay with us, that'd be wonderful. Sure.
Yep. And I was going to mention on your electric fencing, goats are way worse, in my opinion, than cows. When I used to work on a dairy many years ago, when I worked, I was in high school, junior high, actually, working on a dairy, and man, we would just get these cows that would, for some goofy reason, the ones we were dealing with were huge, big Holsteins and stuff like that, and I've watched them, turn around and pee on that fence, and I mean, you talk about the cow jump over the moon, that would light them right up. And they would tend, but if they got panicked or something, they would just run, like you said, they would just run right through those fences, you know, for any reason, coyote panic them or something like that. But goats, but cows weren't, they would learn. I mean, they at least learn, but goats are smart as well, but they figure out a way to be able to push something down on it or something along those lines. But we've had I had a whole bunch of that electric fencing before I sold my farm. I took it with me. I told them I was going to take it with me, the people that bought the farm. And I've still got it. And those fencing gates, the old ones, have lasted me, Vince, for probably 20 years. I've had them. And they literally are just as good now as they were when we used them before. The only thing that ever seems to wear out and break is the, we use that little, it's a nylon, kind of a rope with a, or very thin, thin rope, with the wire kind of woven into it. And sometimes, the goats or something would push something down on it and break one of those, the rope. But it would never break the fence, the little gate handle. That worked like a charm, and they still work. I still keep them just in case if anything goes bad or goes wrong, you know, with this country and you need to fence something in. I have lots of friends that still have goats, and I could always end up getting another one or two to be able to keep going. But anyway, that's just, I agree with you. And speaking of corporate, you know, so the guy says, you know, okay, well, I can get these things made in China for less than the materials it's going to cost me. You and I both know that when you find something that is really well made, you're willing to pay more money for it. And the reputation that the company has grows. And even though it's expensive, people think to themselves, people that got farmers in particular have a ton of common sense. They know if I buy this thing one time, I'm not going to have to replace it, you know. But if I buy these other things, the frustration and the time and the trouble of cows out or goats out or animals having to round them up, all of the time that is involved in the failure of these cheap Chinese crap products is not worth it, in my opinion.
You're absolutely right. And it's not just the gate handles. It seems to me that China plastic does not last in the weather. They can't seem to make, generally speaking, they can't seem to make good plastic. Now, the T-posts or the green fence posts, you can buy insulators for them, and you can buy them in yellow, and you can buy them in black. The yellow ones don't hold up. Whatever the plastic is that they use for the yellow ones, you know, it's nice to see the yellow ones compared to the black, but the yellow ones fail so quickly. And just like, you know, substandard plastic, now the ones that are black that are made in the United States, they'll last a really, really long time. Just like the old red gate handles used to last before they're made in China. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry. Senators held a closed-door briefing Wednesday with three DOD officials about the Afghanistan debacle. Republican Senator Joni Ernst with the Senate Armed Services Committee tells Fox News DOD officials were playing games with the senators.
We had a closed-door briefing from three DOD officials, one of them being the DOD policy chief, civilian Colin Call. He was very, very dismissive of our senators and their questions. He gave immature immature responses, and very simple things. A number of them surrounding the Afghan nationals that were evacuated, the numbers of those evacuees, and the security questions and concerns surrounding those evacuees. He could not answer those questions. He could not respond to any questions we asked about the threat assessments on the ground in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
After months of negotiations, the bipartisan police reform talks have ended without a plan. President Biden on Wednesday criticized Republicans. U.S. Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a critical opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday.
It was really whether or not the penalties for cooperating or doing what was mandated, those were takeaways. So in other words, you were going to lose grant money. I'm not going to be a part of defunding the police.
The Republican released a statement after he said Democrats walked away from the negotiation table, and he said that he was deeply disappointed. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California on CNN claims Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down.
But Senator Booker and I were very optimistic because Senator Scott seemed as though he really wanted to see reform take place. And actually, because of the filibuster that your guest was just talking about, we needed those 10 Republican votes. And it just seemed as though Senator Scott had a very difficult time getting to yes. I also think that there were interference from some of the national police organizations. The Fraternal Order of Police actually did negotiate a deal with Senator Booker, but other organizations jumped in and that fell apart as well. So I think he just had a terrible time getting to yes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you go
to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about what's happened to products, you know, now that the Chinese manufacturing has taken over. And this is my opinion, but companies that have gone to China for the outsourcing of the manufacturing are in a pickle. There's a catch-22. So if they stop manufacturing in China and manufacturing in the United States, one, they're going to have to find people to do it. That's a problem. And I was going to address that today, why I think there's a problem getting employees. But it's hard to get the materials. It's hard to get the tooling. It's hard to get all that. Now, if this company that makes these gate handles brings the manufacturing back to China, they may end up competing with the very company that used to make the products for them in China. What I'm saying is the Chinese may grind off the part that has the U.S. manufacturer's name on it, you know, that tried and true, trusted name that's on the gate handle. The Chinese may grind that off and just, you know, put a different name or no name at all and keep making them. Then the U.S. company will see their gate handles that used to be made in China competing with them on Amazon for half the price. And the customers will say, well, there's a red one over here. It looks just like the red one over there. They got to be the same. It just doesn't have the, you know, the U.S. name on it. They got to be the same. And then the customers will probably buy the Chinese ones. So that's a real problem. And, you know, there's the counterfeiting problem as well. And we've talked with Bert, our senior instructor, about the Chinese counterfeits of telephones and electronics. So what happens is the same. I'll just cut to the chase, class. So a U.S. manufacturer that has, or U.S. brand that has manufacturing done in China for our cell phones, for example, says, wait a minute, what are all these knockoffs? They look just like ours. They're identical. Everything is the same. And they're selling for less, and they're killing us because the Chinese knockoffs are taking market share, and we designed and invented the product. So what really happened is the Chinese, when the U.S. Management leaves at 5 o'clock China time for the first shift and goes home, then the Chinese start the second third shift at night, and they make the same phones out of the same factory, and they just don't put the U.S. manufacturer's name on it. So now the U.S. company is competing with themselves, and they're losing market share because people are buying a cheaper version from China. That could happen with these fence gates. That could happen with sneakers. That could happen with every single product that we've entrusted the Chinese to make for us. When I say for us, I mean for the United States. I don't have anything made. I don't sell anything. I've got no products, no services, nothing other than, you know, the class that we teach. That's all we have to offer. And we don't charge for that. It's absolutely free. We all volunteer. So there's a real problem trying to bring back the manufacturing of the products. Now, when it comes to the labor, here's my thought on the labor. We keep hearing that companies can't get employees. They can't seem to hire them. Now, why is that? There are plenty of employees who would love to have a job. Some have been convinced that it's much easier to push buttons on the remote and watch reruns on television and get checks from the stumble bum. It's easier to do that than it is to go get a job. But there are other people who want a job. There are other people who work, and they work hard, and they're willing to work hard, and they want to do an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. They want to do that. They want to have purpose in their lives. So what has happened is the Human Research Department, also known as Human Resources, also known previously as the Personnel Department, has enlisted the support of computers with software, artificial intelligence, to review the resumes that are submitted via the internet email. So y'all just send us your resume, and we'll take a look. So the ad is on the internet, you know, now hiring, and the AI application goes through the resume and reads it. Not a person. The computer reads it. And the computer's looking for keywords. And if those keywords are not on your resume, you don't get to go to the interview. It's not like you failed the interview. You haven't even been selected to be considered for an interview because the software AI has thrown you in the trash, or your resume. It's thrown your resume in the trash. So I believe that that is a really, really big part of why people can't get jobs, because people have submitted hundreds of resumes and have gotten no responses, none, not one. There's another thing that adds to this problem that we have with employment, and that is if you're in the software world, you've got to know the latest programming code. You have to know the latest tools in order to get a job. And the tools change every couple of years. So by the time you get really good at it, that tool's obsolete and it's been replaced with a new tool, which gets replaced with a new tool in 18 months. So the problem is, how do you become really good at using code that's really expensive that no one can afford to buy for himself, when you really count on the company to have that programming language on their computers, and you go to work for them, and you become better and better and better at programming using, let's say, the old COBOL. I mean, I'm using that as an example. Common Oriented Business Language, or C, or C++. So the software, the programming language is on the company's computers, but how do you get to be really good at it if you can't get a job? Because you don't know the language very well yet. Because you can't afford to buy it and put it on your computer and learn it. This is a real catch-22. So when, you know, think about, you know, the president, previous presidents, saying, you know, technology is going to be our economic solution. Technology has become our economic destroyer. It has destroyed the family. It has destroyed jobs. It has destroyed the American dream. We don't make tires very many. We don't make very many tires in the United States anymore. We don't make very many wheels. You know, I'm talking about wheels for cars, trucks, trailers, in the United States anymore. We don't make bearings and hubs very much anymore. We've shipped that all to China. And as we talked about the Chinese plastic not being very good, the Chinese rubber products are nowhere near as good as the Chinese plastics, and the Chinese plastics are pretty lousy to begin with. So Chinese rubber parts are really bad. And where did most of the tires come from today? You guessed it, China. So let me just read an email. I got an email from Kathy last night, and I responded early in the morning. And she said her husband was looking for supplies at their local store, and he couldn't find most of what he was looking for. He had a friend call him and ask about some electrical boxes, and his friend lives out of state, and he couldn't find the electrical boxes either. So Kathy's husband happened to have some, and he shipped four of them to his friend. And Kathy wondered what my take was. Here's my response. This is a written response email. I sent it at 1:40 a.m. today, 1:40 a.m., just after midnight. Kathy, yes, I needed 96 metal electrical boxes, 4-inch for porcelain lamp holders. Bought two cases of 50 each. Every one had to be retapped by hand because the ground screw was tapped with SAE threads and the two lamp holder threads were tapped metric and didn't work with the lamp holder screws. Who would have expected that? I'm sick of second-rate China junk. I called the blank fence products company after class and talked with the CEO. I explained that with my last order of 20 electric gate handles that I only have two new ones left and all the other 18 cracked and broke. The old ones that they made in the USA lasted 25-plus years. The new China ones last 18 months. He's willing to send me whatever I would like as a replacement. A regular customer called after class. He had a sidewall blowout on his trailer tire, a very expensive all-aluminum trailer with aluminum wheels, 16 feet in length, $6,800. China tires. No spare tire or spare wheel. 205-75-14 is the size. None available to pick up in any brand from our national tire distributor. Found one at a big dealer, so we drove to pick it up. Thin sidewalls, 2/3 the normal tread depth. $65 2 months ago, $105 today. Very short supply. That was all we could get. Almost everything is in short supply. I might discuss why in the morning class. Submarine type bread from stores goes bad before the sale date. Sam's and the Chinese factory outlet, and that's Walmart, Sam's and the Chinese factory outlet shipping boxes come preloaded with roaches. No kidding. We'll discuss in the morning. Don't leave them in your house or garage. We leave them outside in the heat of the sun for a few days. It's now out. Whistleblower. The virus was intentional. Thank you, Vincent. Any comments to any of that, Kyle?
Well, there's a lot of them, you know, Vince. This the whistleblower, the panic, and then, you know, I believe the COVID was intentional, but I do believe that the end game is this vaccine. I was listening to a YouTube guy the other day, and he was on BitChute, not B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E.
not YouTube. Anyway, he was talking about the drug that Anthony Fauci has been espousing to combat this COVID problem, and because it had worked so well on Ebola. Well, he went and investigated that. And this drug that they supposedly used that was so effective, that Fauci said was so effective on Ebola, had to be stopped after 6 months because I can't remember the exact number, but it's somewhere around 27% of the people died. So it's a total farce. The whole entire thing is, I believe, the drug and in vaccination, quote unquote, program that we've got going on, because I don't see this as a vaccination at all. That's the end goal, and it's to kill people off, to population reduction. This has just been, it's been a horrible and going to be worse. You know, Vince, I told my wife this the other day. I said the thing that we need to keep repeating to people over and over and over again whenever they talk about this COVID disease is think about something now. The vaccine has a higher death rate than the less than 1% of people that die from this COVID disease. You know, it's up, well, I can't remember the exact number. It's like 0.08% of the people die from this, the COVID disease, and a higher percentage of that, close to, I think, 2.1, if I remember correctly, were dying of the vaccination. It's like, you know, where is everybody's common sense gone? You know?
That's exactly what Dr. Sheely and I talked about, that I used the term fog. For those of you who haven't heard it, I said that the China genocide or the China virus was like a fog, and people breathed it in. They didn't know it, and they got really sick, and they communicated it to other people, transmitted to other people, and more people got it. And but it seemed like it wasn't moving fast enough for the Committee of 300. So the real answer is inject it right into the bloodstream, and that would be the jab, the kill shot, the vaccine.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That you won't hear on other broadcasts. Why? Because I can't. So we bought some barrels, 55-gallon steel barrels. And
hey, Vince?
55, yes.
Just before you jump to that, I wanted to address one. This is a real short segment. I was going to address one more thing. I'll stay with you next hour, too. But I'm sorry to do this, but I hate interrupting you. But you're talking about the labor shortage. And I wanted to bring another thought and another point for people to think about. One of the big employers in our entire area makes computer stuff, right? All kinds of chips and all kinds of different things. And what they were finding is that the sons of the loggers and the sons of the and the daughters of the farmers and stuff around this area that they were having manufactured the stuff out here had a 40% less problems with anything that was manufactured here than anywhere else that they could find in the whole country. So what the company has done is they went and bought out a huge building that used to be a retail grocery slash clothing, you know, electronics type store, bought that is went out of business years ago and been sitting vacant for years, went and bought that entire thing, and they're moving more of their manufacturing up here to this area to try to tap into that labor force because they're finding that the lack of poor quality and the lack of failure in the stuff that they manufacture is worth it. So yeah, and they're starting people out at between $18 and $20 an hour and then training them. It's worth that much to them. So maybe some of these companies are starting to wake up to the fact that that, you know, there is people that will and can work and think and accomplish what they need doing, but you're going to have to pay them a livable wage to do it. The other thing I wanted to throw out to you to see your get your comment on it. You know, Ford Motor Company said that they the other day I heard this report, and I could have the number not quite perfect right, but I think they were sitting on close to $100 million worth of inventory. It was a huge amount, whatever that number was, because they couldn't get the chips from China to be able to ship and sell their trucks. Toyota's got the same problem. GM's got the same problem. But the little report that I had glanced over mentioned Ford. You would think that Ford, GM, even Toyota, or somebody like that would be smart enough to take a couple of $1 million apiece, worst case scenario, buy some of these closed out Kmart stores and change them things around to be able to produce the chips that they need to produce their trucks and get that $100 million or whatever the amount was worth of inventory sold for less than a couple of $1 million apiece. It just doesn't make any sense to me that these companies can't seem to figure that out. We have got to get back to having some common sense or we're practically done for anyway because of the Federal Reserve and the communists that we have in the Oval Office. And into the communist regime, not the one that stumbles around. But anyway, your comments on that. I just was curious about how you thought about this stuff, too.
Sure. So, you know, I'm a farmer, and I've been a farmer since the late 80s, and a first-generation farmer. And I had to learn the hard way. And I've noticed that farmers have a pretty darn good work ethic. They work hard. They work from early in the morning till the sun goes down when it's too dangerous to continue. That's why they stop at night. That's why they start early, because they need the daylight. Because at night, the animals want to go to bed. I'm not talking about domestic animals, just. I'm talking about all animals want to go to bed. Deer, etc. And kill them, you know, with tractors and implements. And so to protect wildlife and to protect the farmers from losing limbs, etc., the idea is work when the conditions are best, and that would be during daylight hours. So farmers have this great ethic about protecting the land, not destroying the land, because they know if they destroy the land, they're out of business. That would be self-destruction. So they've got a great work ethic, and there's a college in Missouri called Hard Work University. That's the unofficial name of it. And it's near the Arkansas border. And students, if they go there, they're typically farmers. And they learn more about farming, etc. And they must work 15 hours a week for the university for free. And those students, when they graduate, are the most in demand because of their work ethic. Exactly what you're talking about. Honesty, integrity, good work ethic, and yes, it can be done. And I've got comments about Ford, what you were saying, when we come back. Kyle's with us. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.